Dit is deel 4 van Water Talks op 13 april. Welcome back. You're listening to NWP's Water Talks on New Business Radio. Today, we're talking about the digitalization of the water sector. Here in the studio, Jeroen van der Sommen, co-founder and managing director, CEO of ACFO. A little bit about ACFO before we dive into the future, Jeroen. What do we really need to know about ACFO?
We support organizations with data. Actually, 10 years ago, when ACFO was founded, we started by exploring smartphones for data collection, water quality measurements, etc. And that the focus was there on the collection of data. Today, we are focusing on the use of data.
Mm-hmm.
Better understanding the data you have and acting upon it. And that we call the data journey. So now we are managers of your data journey.
How can we make use of our data in a better way?
Yeah, that's a very important.
that's the big one.
That's the big. I mean, you can use data as was said before. I mean, you can use the data to do much better in the water sector and in development in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to increase efficiency, to make better decisions based on data, to become more data driven. And we talked about that and becoming data driven as an organization, as a product, a project or a program or as a country. That's not only the technical part. It's not about data collection or data storage and exchange. It's also a real transformation. I mean, now we are in the first phase of that transformation. Data is locked in silos. Data are not changed or exchanged or not reused. And at the end, where we want to be using data mm-hmm. for decision making, using data for verifying impact. And that takes time. It's not bounded to a 3 or 4 years project. It requires time and investment and a different culture.
Okay, different culture.
Yeah, and yeah. Maybe to add to that, what I also see is that we move more towards ecosystems where all these kind of data and software are connected. And I recently read about someone saying we're moving towards the API relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So that is indeed, I think, to combine everything in order to.
Yeah, but then you have to ask the question which we started with: who are you connecting, and who will have the benefits? Mm-hmm. Are that the 700 million people that are living in poverty? So we need to think with support of the European Union and other donors and country governments, because they all have a role to play, like the NGOs, how to make these huge possibilities available for those who have not. And for that, you were talking about the future,
yeah.
How we see the future of data. I'm not that pessimistic. Let me see. I'm
a little bit.
There is a black scenario in which if we don't do nothing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, some people call it the data colonization of Africa and in developing countries as a whole, where there's a free space for the big tech companies coming from China and the US, you know, that enter the data ecosystem and the data field on their own condition. That primarily benefits the shareholders in Silicon Valley or in China.
Yeah.
This is a huge development. I mean, you have those super platforms in originating in from Alibaba and elsewhere, where farmers give all their data in return for cheap access to microcredits and seedlings, et cetera, et cetera. So if we don't do anything, we will be exploited, not
yeah.
only us, but also in Africa. The positive scenario is, if we can really look into data ownership, because what we do in many a development program is we steal data from communities. We go there, we collect the data to make our models, to do our projects, and they often don't see anything in return. So the world we are trying to work on mm-hmm. is, first of all, involve the communities in the whole data ecosystem. Let them collect your data. And we are working on the platform, and there's a nice example, the Mali Data Initiative. It's a kind of data exchange and data services exchange where the community plays a pivotal role. So young boys and girls, they have been trained to collect data on demand. So if you need something about data on a village in Africa, through your mobile phone and the platform, you can mobilize them and you pay them over mobile money. And these data remain owned, they remain into the village in a database that accumulate all the knowledge, all these NGOs and donors accumulate and now got lost, evaporate. They are accumulated and there the real knowledge for development is. That's a positive scenario, but we need regulations. We need an active government. We need really enormous capacity building effort to improve data illiteracy at the moment. And that's way for the high tech issues we face here in Europe, for example.
Well, how can you realize that?
I think you need to, like the Netherlands partnership, you need a data partnership of civil society. Civil society can help to increase transparency. They can help to improve service delivery. The government needs to set the rules, the laws, the framework, you know, the rule of the game. And private sector should also hold in not dominated the market, but share their data and make access to others possible in such a way that the gap between the poor and the rich is not only increasing because of data. And these are enormous challenges, but it requires not only investment, but also time and support of powerful donors like the European Commission and all the individual countries in Europe that support development aid.
Could there be a role for organizations like Deltares?
Yes, of course. Of course, because, I mean, there is a huge need in the face of climate change, you know, for flood protection, for better water management. Mm-hmm. And data is key. It's also needed to translate the sophisticated data available by satellites and other means and Internet of Things and sensors to translate that to the farmers and citizen needs. And for that, they need a voice. And platforms that are run by Deltana can support this development.
Do you agree, Nadine?
Yeah. And actually, that is our approach in general, is that we do a lot of capacity building. And that's what I like about our business model, was I was telling before, that we put our knowledge into our software, often developed with the richer organizations. And then we get a question from the developing countries where they say, maybe I want a flood forecasting system. And then we go there and we actually help them with the capacity building, to gain the knowledge, to know how to use the data, to interpret the data. And we use the system and we build it to their needs. And I think that is also a good approach to invest in, is that the capacity building, and that people really understand the value of the data and how they can use it. And in addition, what is also important within digitalization and maybe also towards the EU or other donor countries or the World Bank, Asian Development Bank, is often there is a project, something is being developed, there is money for that project, and then once the project is finished, you leave.
Yeah.
But with digitalization, you have to maintain it, you have to keep on doing and maintain and support it. So you have to avoid that once you left, there is no money to maintain the data and the system, etc. So people don't use it anymore. And that is, I think, also a relevant difference between the traditional way of working than in a digitalized setting.
From your point of view, both of you, but you in particular right now, what would you like to get from the European Commission? What can Panagiotis do to help you in your quest for in digitalizing the water sector?
Maybe a very simple one. If you invest in projects where in almost all cases data are involved, make sure that the government or the receiving party publish and share the data afterwards. You should, as a donor, you can request put under the condition that these data can be reused.
Mm-hmm.
And in such a way, change the data culture. That data you don't throw away. It's unsustainable. You can help for that. apart from all the other stuff we mentioned about support and legislation, but also invest in long-term projects, because transitions is not, you know, a matter of years only.
Panagiotis, what can you do for Jeroen?
Yeah, I think I tend to agree, and I would like to thank also Jeroen for this also suggestions, which I fully also share, and I have also to ensure that this is also in our also radar. I think these are the issues that we are also looking for, and first of all, regarding also the developing countries. These countries, they are also open, and they are also solicited, you know, to participate to our project. There is, in addition to the our research and innovation projects, the development cooperation also programs also support also these countries also with issues related also to the data management. Take also just an example regards also the participation on data. You know, we also support activities with what we call the citizens observatories, which is a way to also involve citizens in data collection, sharing, and all these type of things. And we have also supporting also projects also in this digital water, in the ICT for water cluster, bringing also citizen observatories in EU and Africa. So we have demonstration cases in EU and Africa. And I think this is also a way also to increase awareness and also build also the linkages also with the developing countries.
Sounds positive, right, Jeroen?
Yeah, sounds positive. And I think that's definitely a trend. And especially what you said is the involvement of citizens. Because,
if I may also say, I think in the Water for All is going to give particular also attention to this also data. And because we are aware that this is the issue, very often data are there, are collected, and then there is no any mechanism, as you mentioned, in long-term in investments. And there we are going also to look to agencies like, for instance, the European Environment Agency, that they also have a mandate also to promote the use open access to the data, with the European Space Agency also looking on Earth observation data. So the idea is also to bring also these people together and also to bring other European initiatives. We have, you know, the INSPIRE, the group of Earth observation. They also, all these activities are also trying to make data open and available. And as I said, we have always the open policy, open data policy in our research project, that all data and publications, you know, are open and available to everybody.
All steps towards a brighter and more digitalized water future. That wraps it up for this Water Talks on New Business Radio, a podcast and radio special inspiring the Dutch water sector and business professionals around the globe. Special guests today were Nadine Slootjes, Department Manager, Operational Water Management and Early Warning at Deltares; Panagiotis Balabanis, Head of the Sector Water in the Circular Economy and Bio-Based Systems Unit at the European Commission; and Jeroen van der Sommen, he is CEO at ACFO. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure to be here.
Hope you guys got inspired. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us on social media. We're mainly on LinkedIn. Please don't hesitate and let us know your thoughts, questions, and comments. We're happy to help, and maybe we can answer your questions in the next Water Talks. Bye-bye.